In a matter of hours, the state of Massachusetts is poised to make history as the first state in the nation to allow gay and lesbian couples to marry. With the final legal challenges out of the way for now, hundreds of same-sex couples will be able to seek marriage licenses across the state. NPR's Anthony Brooks is on the line from the steps of City Hall in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where at 1 minute past midnight, the doors are scheduled to open. Anthony, hi.
Hi there, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. So when these couples have their licenses at 2 minutes past midnight, then what happens? Are they going to get married right away?
Not right away. Under state law, once you get a marriage license, you have to wait 3 days, and some couples probably will. But some are going to take their licenses to court at the start of business tomorrow and apply for a waiver, and assuming they get it, they could be eligible to be married right away. So it's very possible that the state's first same-sex marriage could happen as soon as tomorrow morning. And we know of plans of same-sex weddings that are scheduled to take place throughout the coming week.
Now, we understand that many couples from out of state will be coming to Massachusetts. What happens to them?
Yeah, well, this is one of the points where it gets interesting, Linda. There will be gay and lesbian couples coming into the state from out of state, and they're going to be granted marriage licenses, at least in a few towns. And that's going to happen despite instructions from Governor Mitt Romney, who opposes same-sex marriage and has cited a law from 1913 which forbids out-of-state couples from getting married here if they're unable to wed in their own states. So the governor says clerks must deny license to these couples who don't plan to move here, but at least in a few towns, among them Provincetown and Worcester and Somerville, officials say they will disregard those instructions because they say the law hasn't been enforced for years anyway.
Does something happen to a clerk who goes against Governor Mitt Romney's admonition?
Well, that remains to be seen. The governor hasn't said what will happen, but at least three district attorneys, Democrats from across the state, the governor is a Republican, and these district attorneys from around the state have said they won't prosecute under the statute, saying they have more important problems to contend with, including fighting crime, as opposed to chasing down gay couples for proof of residency and the town clerks who issue them licenses.
Okay, Tony, what happens next? These couples will be married, but the debate and the legal discussion over same-sex marriage is just beginning.
Absolutely. Here in Massachusetts, the legislature, as you probably recall, approved a proposed constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages, but legalize civil unions. But that measure has to be taken up again and put before the voters, and that can't happen until 2006 at the earliest. So gay marriages will proceed. Nationally, tomorrow will be the starting point of what will likely be a series of court challenges. Out-of-staters who get married here will take their marriages back to their home states, and at least a few of them will demand that their marriages are recognized back home. Some 38 states have so-called Defense of Marriage Acts, but that would conflict with constitutional provisions that recognize contracts and agreements from state to state. So all of this will end up in the courts in the years to come before it's all sorted out.
NPR's Anthony Brooks reporting from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you.
You're welcome, Linda.